It is Thursday morning. We check in at City Hall. The deputy mayor of the city of Bloomington is our great friend Mick Renheisen. Mick, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Glass. Good morning, Keith.
Good morning.
And here we are on a Thursday, the final day of May. Big graduation weekend, big track and field weekend with the high schoolers in town as well. Once we turn the page to June, Mick, we're going to get busy and it's all downhill. We've got farmers markets and Tastes of Bloomington and all kinds of other stuff going on with the city. But front page news today says the city is going to be involved in a fireworks show. That makes for a very busy July 3rd and a very busy July 4th. Tell us all about it.
I think they're still working out final details between several departments and CFC, the sponsor of the show, but with the absence of the ability to have fireworks out at the fairgrounds and our 200th bicentennial celebration in full swing, this seemed like the logical time to do something a little different. So that planning effort's been underway, and the site's been selected for where the fireworks will be launched. And I think, you know, questions are arising about, well, where do we sit? If you've not been to an urban-oriented fireworks display, you can sit wherever you want because it's up in the sky and high that you're going to want to look. And you could, you know, depending on where you live, you could assemble at nearby parks and watch from there. And you could be anywhere in the downtown area, not cordoned off for safety reasons. You may want to be farther away, to be honest, because, you know, buildings get in the way at ground level. So it will be different for people to experience an urban fireworks show. And so hopefully, in this first effort, this bicentennial year, folks can find some spots, high ground, if you will, that are really within a mile radius. You ought to be able to see it by looking up at the sky and finding as close to an unobstructed view as you can. Farther away might be better than nearby, to be honest.
Was the angle this year, Mick, the bicentennial, for getting involved with it?
I think that was the impetus after realizing there wasn't going to be something at the fairgrounds, but, you know, the bicentennial planning team has been sort of organically finding opportunities that present themselves, and CFC jumped in and said, we'd like to help. So Mick, that made it a lot easier to overcome the financial challenge of an event like this, and then it was just finding the right location and securing, you know, safety regulations to make sure that there wouldn't be any negative outcome for using an urban environment. I do want to tell people, this fireworks vendor does this at Major League Baseball stadiums, so they're very familiar with doing it in intimately involved
close settings, yeah,
where there's a lot of people in a close proximity and where there's a lot of buildings in a close proximity. Most Major League Baseball parks are in central downtown areas, so I think they've got this down. They understand, and they've surveyed the site, and we're quite confident they can do this.
Mick, is this likely to be something at the Switchyard Park in the future, and where would it? How big an area do you have there for that kind of thing?
Switchyard Park would be a great place to launch fireworks. It is with the 58 acres and the central area where there's, you know, a couple of football fields in width and length, and we don't have near that space at the Trades District. This could absolutely be something that could be launched from Switchyard Park in the future. So maybe not next year. The park will still be under construction and won't really be ready for public use until late fall of 2019. And even some of the landscaping won't be done until the spring of 2020. I'm not going to rule out that there couldn't be something next year. It just depends on how far along the progress is and what kind of site security would have to be arranged for that particular location. But absolutely, that park should be the prime space for many community events, this being one of the potential events that could be there.
That's exactly right, and that's why you're building it, right?
Absolutely.
Get everybody out and going around. So we'll look for final details then on the fireworks show, but we want people to know the date is going to be the 3rd, and that means at 10 o'clock on the 3rd we'll have fireworks, and then 12 hours later we'll have the parade on the 4th.
That's correct.
So that's a busy
couple of days of activity, not weekend this year.
Tuesday for the fireworks and then Wednesday for Keith's birthday, because we always throw that party for him. That's pretty nice.
That big parade for me, yeah.
They make you work it too. Gee whiz. That's tough.
Mick, you got a lot of administrative things you need to be announcing. Han's got a big development.
No pun intended.
Yeah, the Housing and Neighborhood Development Department has a weekend event this Saturday from 10 to noon. It's the Blooming Neighborhood Celebration. So this is a chance for people to learn more about the established neighborhood associations or get information if you wanted to start one of your own in your neighborhood. We're doing this in conjunction with WTIU. We'll be celebrating Mr. Rogers.
I was going to say, that's a Mr.
We'll
Rogers
that
thing.
The trolley. Yeah, Mr. Rogers Neighborhood, that long-standing show that many of us kind of grew up to or took our kids watched when they were young as well. So that's going on this weekend. Also, this is an activity that came out of last year's Downtown Safe and Civil Initiative, and that's more programming in People's Park was asked for, and it's been occurring on Tuesdays up to now. Now it's going to also occur on Fridays and Saturdays starting this weekend in conjunction with the Parks Department and Downtown Bloomington, Inc., free programming in People's Park throughout the months of June and July. Tomorrow from 11 a.m. on Friday, you can get a free nature talk. Then you can come back Saturday at June 2nd for a free live musical performance by Entwined. So, again, this is a response to the Downtown Task Force. What can we do to make the downtown and People's Park and other public spaces more inviting for people to enjoy? I think you all recall a year ago at this time we were talking about much different things downtown.
Right.
We have think that's been dramatically altered, and it's this kind of programming requested for by the public and very well attended. The Tuesday People's Park concerts have been having very outstanding attendance figures in the 60 to 80 people showing up on a Tuesday to watch whatever musical performer is at People's Park. So I just wanted to mention some additional programming going on there as well. And then a really cool thing, something that's been underway for a couple of years now, the animal shelter is completed, the renovation of that, and additional construction that was added to the facility to care for the animals that are there. The project was undertaken to improve the space for the animals as well as needed support areas for the staff. We'll be celebrating that new space with the ribbon cutting and an opportunity for people to visit that on Tuesday, June 5th at 2 p.m. at the animal shelter.
Is no news good news on the stuff that you were referring to from this time last year?
Well, I think so. I mean, I would ask the public how their sense is of the downtown. If you remember last year, it was just a much different experience on Kirkwood. And I think there is evidence of, you know, additional in the summer months. We see people who are homeless or experiencing mental health issues come to use services in Bloomington. You know, we still have an occasional panhandling episode, and we have also, in response to last year's incidents, reinstituted our partnership with the IU Police Department. We've hired their officers on a part-time basis in the summer to have a presence in the downtown area and to help refer people who need assistance and are doing things, let's say both they need assistance and or they're doing something they shouldn't. Those resource officers downtown are helping those folks find those necessary places of where they should be going to get those resources. So that is continuing this summer as well as another effort from the downtown task force that was formed.
You didn't start this thing off, Mike, about asking about golf somewhere. No golf this week?
Oh, there's golf this week. Don't you worry. At the Memorial, Jack Nicklaus's tournament. Okay. Tiger Woods, 8 of the top 10, 32 of the top 50, Mick. We've got a busy, busy weekend. But the thing with the Memorial that it's a great tournament in the sense it's been going on now for 43 years. Jack's course is, you know, his homage to the game and everything else. But it's weather delayed all weekend. It's hard to watch.
That Tiger Woods was coming back.
He's been back. He's playing. He always plays.
No, but I mean that he's coming back into full strength.
Keith wants to do golf talk, Mick. We got nothing else to do this morning? This is impressive.
I like that. I like that Keith wants to do that. I'm
Tiger Woods has won five times
Tiger's
here.
Tiger's going to make a big run this weekend. He loves the course. He's won the tournament many times. He has been, you know, getting better each time he's played. He's taken a couple of weeks off, which is good for him. I think, you know, he doesn't want to push it. So getting ready for the U.S. Open coming up. So, yeah, I'm with Keith. I think Tiger's going to make a significantly strong showing this week at Jack's tournament.
Speaking of golf, the city tournament, that's a July function. What is that when I have to get ready for that?
I think that's right. I'll have
no.
to get some news for you guys, and we'll put that in one of the future.
Yeah,
shows,
I'm pretty sure it's July.
List of menu options. But, yeah, that sounds like July is the – I don't know the exact date yet, but we'll get that for you.
Pool's open last weekend. Pool's open.
Pool's open. And did you go? Did you have to experience
I did not.
Very
I was out of
line?
Town.
I do understand we made a slight alteration that I was not aware of, but I think it made sense. There's no longer a separate fee to get your pass to go down the slide. It's all inclusive. So that was
smart.
Well received.
I was wondering why the tickets went
week.
Up. Yeah.
Yeah.
That helps as well.
One fee covers all. We did see a lot of season passes, as you predicted, glass would be sold that first week. And although I think the lines were not too bad, that people were appreciative that the one fee for admission covered the slides as well. So that was a change that was well received.
Yeah, then you don't have to worry about wristbands and all the other stuff that goes with that.
Exactly.
If you can. So good to hear. And the weather, my goodness, Thankfully, the pools were open. You said we went out and bought these heaters. What for? 95 degrees every day. But that's a good news. So,
trivia.
Bryant Park pool open. Mills pool open, raring to go. And we've got trivia. That's right, Keith. We do have trivia. Time for trivia, Mick. All right.
We do have trivia. Well, maybe one more note.
Yeah, please.
You guys didn't
please,
bring
please,
it up,
please.
But I just think, you know, our ongoing traffic mitigation.
Yeah, it's going to start next Tuesday or Monday. Yeah. I was kind of going to give you a break this week on that.
That's okay. I think maybe worth noting is, you know, while we've seen some improvement on West 3rd since we've been directing traffic with officers.
Yeah, week number two of
that program this week. Tap Road will open tomorrow.
Wow.
And that should relieve some pressure on 2nd and 3rd. We're going to watch that carefully to see what that does to the intersections on 2nd and 3rd. So note to the community that Tap Road's supposed to open tomorrow. Not sure if it's during the day or at the end of the day, but NDOT did say that that's their anticipated date to reopen Tap. And then the city has a project down on Grimes Lane. It's going to start Monday, June 4th. So that's going to impede South Walnut Street a little bit down to one lane at that location near Grimes. So, you know, again, people, if you pay attention to these domino pieces as they move around, you're going to want to alter your routes and not go the same way you always go. Or if you do, you're going to expect delays. So I just don't want people to get any more frustrated than they already are. Make note that on Monday, June 4th, that Grimes Lane project starts, which is going to make it impassable on Grimes Lane to Patterson. You're going to have to go around. The Tap Road will be open, so you can use Rockport and Rogers Street to go east-west and or north-south in that location. So just keep listening to and watching the releases that are coming out about traffic patterns, because they're going to change pretty much weekly as some roads are closing, some roads are reopening, and that's going to allow for some congestion to get better in some places, but then to obviously affect other roads that currently aren't under construction. So we'll get through this. All of us will this summer. It'll be great when it's done. That's the latest on the projects that are changing. Tap Road opening today or tomorrow, and Grimes Lane closing on Monday, June 4th.
The one thing that we want all the traffic projects to be done, but when that's done, so will summer. So let's suffer through it and enjoy summertime. I don't want to hurry up and get that done with. I don't want to hurry up and get to football season. I don't want to hurry up and get the labor. No.
Good point.
We're not even
summer.
In June
that's
yet.
A good way to put it.
Let's enjoy the summer. They call it the lazy days of summer sometimes. Give yourself some extra time. Roll down your window. Crank up WGCL. Enjoy it. And we'll all get through this together. By the way, great job, Adam Wason, last Friday. Mick, he came on, broke it down for us, gave us 20 great minutes on it. You can listen to Adam's thoughts on our website, WGCL Radio. His full interview is there. So he was very helpful explaining the process, talking about how all the people at the table had to get together to make this decision. And the only thing we want to hurry up and get done, we know, is the one on Grimes Lane, just because that has to be done before school goes back in session. Because of the numbers you and Adam have both told us, that's a lot of people affected by that on a daily basis.
Yep. And that's why it's a hard start date of June 4th, because you back time it to get done by the school starting date of August 8th.
So yep. So let's do it. Let's roll with it and get it
around.
Down. Great.
Ready
All right.
for trivia?
Let's do it. So let's do some trivia. Right. And then let me get my bicentennial quill out to
primer
to write with. Let me dip that in the inkwell real quick. All right. Go ahead, buddy.
Well, as you know, Bryant Park and Mills Pool are open for the summer. Which of these statements is not true about the
not
pool?
True,
is it
Keith?
A, not true. All children 15 and under must be supervised by an adult. Is that not true? B, smoking, vaping, and alcoholic beverages are not allowed. C, Mayor Hamilton will be a guest lifeguard on July 4th. Or D, the pools can be rented for parties and events. Which of those is not true?
I'm going to say Mayor Hamilton.
I'm going to agree. After his parade route, he should be exhausted, and he shouldn't be having to save people's lives. Not on July 4th.
Well, Mayor Hamilton is a lot of things, but a certified lifeguard is not one of those things. So you are correct. He will not be our guest lifeguard on July 4th.
Okay.
Although your deputy mayor was one for 4 years a long time ago in Jasper. So
and if we're needed in a pinch,
I remember how to do some things. I'm not real sure I'd be very good at doing them anymore.
We would have you supervising the lifeguards. That would be your strength this day.
All right, question two. The city's Housing and Neighborhood Development Department is hosting the 18th annual Blooming Neighborhood Celebration this Saturday at the Farmers Market. The event celebrates local neighborhoods, their distinctive charm, and historical significance. this year's festivities take their cue from the 50th anniversary of what? Which one of these? A, the introduction of the Keep America Beautiful campaign. B, the debut of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood on PBS. C, the release of the Beatles' White Album. Or D, the establishment of the first neighborhood association in Bloomington.
D.
I have to follow Keith on this one.
You guys didn't listen about the Mr. Rogers Neighborhood piece earlier. It's actually the debut of the Mr. Rogers Neighborhood on PBS, unless I didn't understand. Keith, did you say D or B?
B. I said B.
Yeah, he said B. His voice
Oh, you got it right. Rocky. Sorry. Your voice is, obviously, you're struggling with your voice today. Sorry
about
that.
He said D. Yeah. I went with him on All that. Right, well, but I heard Mr. Rogers, and I thought, well, that's this. Then I thought that was going to be the trick part of it. Well, I'm not listening very well.
Well, Keith, you know, his long history in TV, he had nailed that one. I would have been disappointed if he got that wrong. All right, Bicentennial. The third question is always our Bicentennial question. Bloomington is officially known as A, the home of Hoosier Hospitality, B, the gateway to scenic southern Indiana, C, the Midwestern capital of artistic expression, or D, the birthplace of Joe Smith.
Jeez.
Well, D is not accurate. I know that.
No.
That is correct.
Joe's from Indiana.
Joe was born in Indianapolis.
C for now.
The gateway to southern Indiana, I'm going with, whichever one that was.
That's B. Keith, how about you?
I'll go with C, artistic.
The Midwestern capital of artistic expression.
Right.
Okay. Glass is correct. It is the gateway to scenic southern Indiana.
Ooh. I thought I saw that on a sign somewhere once, and it just stuck with me.
Well, the old, if you go through Cascades Park, there used to be a sign right there that said, this is the gateway to scenic southern Indiana.
Well, that's probably maybe where I saw it.
Where it said Tree City.
Well, that parks department guy put those up. That was a good idea. Was that you?
That was not me. That was not you? Prior to my time.
Hey, Mick, great job as always. Thanks, enjoy the golf. I've got interest in Tiger this week, so let's have a good week from the large cat, and hopefully we can talk about his first win next Thursday.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.